For almost five decades, thousands of peacekeepers from nearly 50 countries have patrolled the de facto border between Lebanon and Israel, known as the Blue Line. The capacity of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon to do its job has been compromised by the scale of violence in southern Lebanon, according to its deputy spokesperson, Tilak Pokerel.
This is unprecedented, the violence since early March that we have seen in the south.
He says UNIFIL had been working closely with the Lebanese army in the south for the last couple of years, but the war has forced them to stop.
Some of the roads are infested with mines. There have been mines planted. In one incident, for example, our convoy had a terrible incident in which we lost some peacekeepers.
Seven peacekeepers have died in the line of duty since the latest round of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah started in Lebanon 3 months ago. Several others have been injured and many have lost their homes.
The majority of the houses and other infrastructure in the south, close to the blue lines, have been levelled.
The dramatic deterioration along the Israeli-Lebanese border follows a vote by the UN Security Council in August last year to terminate the UNIFIL mission by the end of this year. But the UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, proposed a new peacekeeping mission. He's suggested three possible models, ranging from between 2,000 to 5,500 personnel. The current UNIFIL mission is made up of 7,500 peacekeepers. John Dernan is a retired Lieutenant Colonel in the Irish Army and a former Deputy Chief Liaison Officer with UNIFIL, who completed five tours in Lebanon. He's worried the collective experience of the current peacekeeping mission will be lost when its mandate ends, and he defends UNIFIL's effectiveness over the decades.
I would often be asked, we lost nearly 50 troops in the years we were there, was it worth it? And my answer to that is, look, we did, and that's terrible, and we regret and we honour those guys that died, but you can't account for the number of lives that we saved.
He'd like to see either a NATO, EU or international-led mission in southern Lebanon.
The final option that could happen is that no replacement would happen. And that is the worst-case outcome, because then southern Lebanon will be destroyed the same as Gaza has been.
Any UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon from 2027 will be decided by the Security Council.